This is how protesters removed barriers to reach close to the parliament to press their demand to topple the government, but they were prevented by thousands of security personnel before they could have besieged the parliament. Tahir al-Qadri, a cleric and a Canadian citizen, is leading the protesters. He is believed to be a cult leader and draws his main strength from the network of hundreds of academic institutions and thousands of disciples in Pakistan. The opposition blames the West for secretly providing him hundreds of millions of dollars to project him as a high-profile political leader and help him, as Qadri himself reluctantly agrees to become the next Prime Minister of Pakistan with the backing of military.
As we may know, only two institutions are there in Pakistan who are functioning and performing their duties to fulfill the needs of the people. One is the judiciary of Pakistan and one are the armed forces of Pakistan and nothing else.
The government, backed by almost all political parties and bar associations, have sounded determined to reject unconstitutional demands which they say smack of conspiracy to seek illegal intervention of military and the judiciary.
Qadri claims to go by the constitution, but in fact his demands are against the constitution, sovereignty of parliament and the election commission. Tell us how we can accept his unconstitutional demands.
The suspicion is on the timing of his demand. If as a result of this movement any extra constitutional means been adopted to derail democracy, to prolong election, then I'm afraid Dr. Tahir al-Qadri will be branded among those who wants a military intervention.
Tens of thousands of people are determined to stay here near the parliament until their demands are met. By midday on Tuesday, a large number of people started dispersing, and the cleric was begging the crowd to linger on their stay at least for another day. However, unexpected orders of the Supreme Court to arrest Prime Minister in a corruption case has given hope to otherwise exhausted crowd to bring down the government.
Thousands of people are spending their nights in a biting cold weather. Most of them were unable to sleep last night, primarily because of inappropriate makeshift arrangements. Given the adverse conditions here, it is hard to imagine that everybody among them would be able to prolong his stay beyond next 24 hours. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.